Well, good morning and welcome back to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Last month, Pastor Reynolds started a series titled The Way of Salvation. And then during the month of June, we'll be continuing with that topic. But before we get started with this week's message, we just wanted to take a minute to go over some of the scripture texts that have been used in the last four messages. And we find in week one, we were in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And if you read those, you find that it's talking about kind of who we were. We were dead in sins and trespasses, and we were of this world, and we walked in all this bad stuff. But Christ came, and He quickened us, and He gave us life. And in week two, we moved into Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, which deal more with, you know, what salvation is. Salvation is by grace. It's not of works, because if it was of works, we'd be boasting about it. And that's what you find in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And then we actually moved over to the book of John, in John chapter 1 and verse 1. And this is kind of where we learn a little bit. We start to get into more about who Christ is. This is the passage that talks about in the beginning, you know, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So it's talking about who Christ is, and it gets into, you know, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And from there, in week four, we moved over actually to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 2. And again, we find a couple things here about Christ as we think about this way of salvation. Verses 5, 6, and 7, in these passages, we find that, you know, Jesus is equal to God. Jesus is God. But at the same time, in verse, you know, 8, it talks about that He became humbled and He fashioned Himself in the form of a man and became obedient to death. So in these passages, we learn about who we are, what Christ has done for us, and who Christ is. And that's kind of where we've been over the last 4 weeks. Now, if you have your Bible handy, you can turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, and follow along as Pastor Reynolds continues on this topic of the way of salvation.
This morning, I'd like to read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. The Bible states in this place, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." This verse is making it very clear as Paul talks to the Corinthian people. He says, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us." Talking about hear how that Christ has been made to be made sin by God His Father. Jesus Christ didn't know any kind of sin. Jesus Christ had never sinned, not even one time in the whole Bible, in the whole universe. God had never, ever sinned. And yet, He was made to be sin for us, not for Himself. You know, Jesus Christ, when He was tempted of Satan, the whole purpose of Christ being tempted by Satan was trying to prove who He was. But Jesus Christ never sinned. Instead, Jesus Christ simply gave the Word of God back to the devil. Why did Jesus Christ even come? Why did Jesus Christ die on the cross of Calvary? Why did all of this happen to Him who never had sinned? Notice, the Bible said in verse 21, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. This is the reason that Jesus Christ came into the world. This is the reason that Jesus Christ faced all the things that He faced. Not because to prove who He was. No. But Jesus Christ went through all of the anguish of the temptations. He went through all of the sufferings that this world could possibly give to Him. Not for His sake. but for ours. You see, the Bible says that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The last two words of this verse, in Him, are very important. Some might leave those verses completely out because they might say, well, they're not important at all, but they are very important. It's simply because that without Jesus Christ to take our place on the cross of Calvary, there would be nobody to take our place. Our hope is in Christ and in Christ alone. The Bible states here in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 3, if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. What does this mean? To be clothed or naked? The Bible states in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 13 that Christ is clothed down to the foot. Why does the Bible say that? Because He's our all-sufficient Savior. That's why He says it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 states that we are clothed only when we are saved. Therefore, we must be unclothed before we are saved. Think of this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 states that we are clothed when we are saved. Let me read that verse again. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. You see? The Bible states in the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 7 that Adam and his wife, when they realized that they had eaten of the forbidden tree, that they made themselves aprons. Let's read this. The Bible states in verse 7, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Now they knew, Adam and his wife, they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. What a transformation has taken place in them. Notice in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 25, the Bible states, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. But after Adam and his wife had partaken of the forbidden tree, then and only then were they able to see their own nakedness. They knew that. The Bible says that they sewed fig leaves together and they made themselves aprons to hide their nakedness from themselves. And they were attempting to hide their nakedness from God. The Bible said in verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife did not run to God. But the Bible states that they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said, where art thou? That's in verse 9, verse 10. And he said, Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. Just a few verses before, however, they had clothed themselves. They had made themselves aprons out of fig leaves. They had hidden themselves amongst the trees of the garden. But now, when God comes, this man and his wife realize that their works are not sufficient. And they find that God calls to them in the garden, in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife are forced to answer. When God asked them, why did you hide? Adam said this of God, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. The fact is that all people are only clothed whenever they are saved. We're talking about spiritual things here, not physical things at all. Adam realized that he was naked. when he had clothed himself with fig leaves. He had sewed fig leaves together, made himself aprons, but that wasn't enough. And they knew that that wasn't enough. You know why it wasn't enough? It's because it only takes the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away our sins, to hide us, to hide our nakedness from God. That's why the Bible states in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 3, if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. In the book of John chapter 19 verse 23 and 24, the Bible states here that the soldiers gambled for the clothes of Jesus when he was dying on Calvary's cross. You know why they gambled for him? Because he didn't have them on. This fulfilled Psalms 22 verse 18, which states, they part my garments among them, and they cast lots for my vesture. The fact of the soldiers gambling to divide the clothes of Christ reveals that Christ was naked as he was on the cross. You know why he was naked? Because he was paying for our sins. Jesus Christ, the perfect one, the Holy One of God, was naked on the cross because he was paying for our sins. He was paying for our nakedness. It's very apparent that it was so. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, the Bible states, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Think of this, that the clothing that we wear is not the clothing of our own righteousness. It's not the clothing of our own good works. Rather, the clothing that we wear, the clothing that covers our sins, is Christ, and Christ alone. You know, in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and his wife, they hid themselves because they were naked. Did you know that Jesus Christ killed an animal there? He killed an animal and he clothed Adam and his wife. He took off that old fig leaf apron that they had made. And God clothed them with the skins of that animal. Do you know what that was picturing of? That was a picturing that Jesus Christ would one day come because he so loved us. He gave his life for us on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ died that sinners like you and like me could be saved. There's nothing that I can hold up that I can say is sufficient except what Jesus Christ has done for me on the cross of Calvary. I'm glad that he has saved me. You know, the Bible states in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fail. The context states in verse 1 that there are many good gifts given to every believer, but verse 8 freely declares that if these things are in us, they make us, that we shall not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know verse 9 states that there are some that are lacking these things in the saints of God, and they're blind, and they've forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. But verse 10 informs us that we should give diligence to make calling and election sure, for if we do these things, we shall never fail.
Well, we pray that this message has been a blessing to you, and we'd like to extend a personal invitation for you to come and worship with us. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services this morning will be starting with Sunday school at 10 a.m., worship services at 11 a.m. We'll have a prayer meeting at 4 p.m. this afternoon, and then we'll have worship services again at 4:30 this afternoon. Our time is up for today, but we do want to encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of the Way of Salvation.